Welcome back to Three Black Docs with Dr. Tiffany, Dr. Karen, and Dr. Zanetta.
Let's get to the getting on and what we are here to talk about today.
What are we here to talk about? First of all, thank y'all for the flowers. They're really pretty.
Ain't nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like, why is there this box? I'm like, oh, hello.
Well, I have a new theme song.
It's really sweet.
For you.
What's that? Da, 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 da. Oh, no.
Because it had the boom
with the boom on it, the boom
extra on it,
right?
Wow.
So okay, so we should officially announce here that what we are celebrating tonight is the appointment of the Dr.
The appointment
Winkfield.
MD, to what? To
PhD,
what?
PhD. To what?
What she got appointed to? What did she get?
Allow me to.
Who appointed her?
No, allow me to let the people know.
Let them know.
Who was appointed to the presidential advisory?
Advisory, meaning giving advice. The most powerful person in the world.
On matters related to cancer care in these here United States.
And in these streets.
Wait, y'all.
What?
Let's
ain't gonna let you bring this down. We are not gonna you bring this down. She's advising the most powerful person in the whole world.
Let's dial that back. The National Cancer Advisory Board is not the same thing as the Presidential Cancer Advisory Board. There's a big difference.
It ain't no difference.
What I know is the White House was on the letterhead.
Right. That's what it said. President Biden appoints. Didn't it say President Biden appoints? Is that what it said?
That's what I read. And I've been knowing how to read since I was three or four. Right. That's what I read.
I was about to say, my comprehension.
Come get your people. Come get your people, Ashley.
Right. And wasn't it seven people on the list?
Yes, there were seven of us. So what's really cool, and so a lot of people don't know about the National Cancer Advisory Board, there really is, I'm being dead serious, there really is a presidential, like a cancer advisory board for the president. That's different. And they really consult directly with the president. But the National Cancer Advisory Board is appointed by the president.
Thank you.
Yay! I'm like
Thank
so
you.
Excited. Like
right.
got a call from the right. White
Thank
House.
You.
Like, yes, this is
who you got a call from? Yes. Who called you?
We know we're talking about
the White House.
Right. On the right. It's nothing else to say.
Okay.
So here's my question. On your caller ID, what showed up?
No, that's not how that works.
Okay,
girl.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. I mean, I had the CDC call me and it says CDC. I was just curious.
It didn't say Uncle Joe. Like, I don't even know. Like, I had to be the one making the calls because I kept missing the calls.
Right.
So one of the calls came when I was in Denmark with Ashley, like for Ashley's show. I get back home and they're like, we've been trying to reach you. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, cause I didn't have any phone service cause I'm cheap like that. But anyway, so it's actually, I can't tell you, this is going to be like so dang exciting. So yes, there are seven members who are newly appointed. The National Cancer Advisory Board is an 18 member panel. So there are 18 folks. And they actually get appointed so that they're staggered over 6 years. So this is a 6 year appointment, y'all. Like, 6 years, you can actually get some
you
stuff
can get
done.
Some stuff
you know, there
done,
are some
Dr.
boards
Winkfield.
Where.
Thank you.
It's not 2 years. It's not
Tiffany,
3 years. It is 6 years.
She is a senator to the Cancer Advisory Board. Didn't nobody tell me you have? That's a senator's term.
Oh, you're right.
No, six I thought years. Senators are. Is it? Is it? Is no? That's not what a Senate term is. Is it? I never remember. I feel like they did. It needs to be six and roll out.
Continue on.
Yes. No, you're right. See, I'm sorry. My knowledge of all this stuff is, look, I'm learning.
So now I shall henceforth now and say she is a senator, advisor to the president. You may proceed.
So silly. Whatever. Look, let me tell you something. So can I tell you, like, the beautiful thing about the National Cancer Advisory Board, though, is it really is this group of individuals who are, it's a combination of people who are community members, but also leaders in the field, right? And so I am so stoked that I get to work with John Carpenter. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know, like, okay, so I actually get to work with him just kind of a little bit on.
Can you tell us more about him?
Stuff. So John Carpenter is this amazing researcher. So he's a PhD researcher. He's at University Southern California, I think. I think it's at USC. And he is one of the premier researchers in precision medicine, precision oncology, and translational genomics. All those big words just meaning that he is really focused on understanding the genetics and the genomics behind cancer, what makes cancer happen, and how does that differ between populations, et cetera. So, you know, he's just done amazing kind of work over the years, and he's just very level-headed. So he's one of these people who, and a Black man. Okay, let me just say that, right? So let me just say that a Black man has been appointed to chair the National Cancer Advisory Board. Whoop, whoop. And I will get to start my term underneath his leadership.
Wow.
So that for me is exciting. And someone who understands, you know, this concept of, is there a biologic component to some of the cancer disparities? You know, we talk all the time about the differences in terms of outcomes between, you know, Blacks and other communities, you know, from a cancer perspective. And he understands that like nobody's business, right? And so there's the biologic component. And then obviously I'm coming in thinking about things from the social determinants of health component. And so it's going to be fascinating. So he and I have worked together, like I said, on Stand Up to Cancer and working with them on their health equity committee. And it's just fascinating because I think we do work very well together, but we also complement each other's skill set very well. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how this rolls out. So I'm excited.
I'm excited. Shoot. Well, you know, we're excited because we've been kind of.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just still curious, like when the White House calls you, do you say hello? Like, how did you how did you start the conversation? How did you end the conversation? Do you just say goodbye? I'll text you.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. Catch you later. Right. Uncle Joe. No, that's not how that works.
Right.
So I actually got an email first, and I actually thought the email was fake. I really did. I got this email, and my husband's name's like, yeah, we want to talk to you about this X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. That's all right. Let me call. So I actually called.
Okay.
And, you know, that's when I heard that, you know, I've been nominated for this particular position, and would I please go online and fill out the paperwork? Sure, no problem. They sent me a link, whatever, and I did it. And then they said, okay, we'll let you know. And, you know, I hadn't heard anything. And then I sent a message just saying, just want to let you know, I filled out everything. Just want to make sure you got it. Yep, we got it. No problem. And then, like I said, I went to Denmark. I mean, I didn't give it a second thought. And so when I went to Denmark, you know, and I came back, they had said they were trying to reach me again, email. And then I did get a voicemail, but I called them. So it's not like each of the time they were trying to connect with me, but I ended up having to call their people. So I wasn't paying attention to what showed up on my.
So you were playing it hard to get just a little bit.
See, no, exactly. Wow.
You wanted them to chase you just a little bit. You're like, you know,
see,
what?
No.
On my terms, Joe. On my terms.
That was not it at all.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Want more 3 Black Docs? Visit 3blackdocs.com to meet the docs. Read our blog and get access to more 3BD content.
But, you know, again, I think it's a fascinating, like, kind of process, you know, and, you know, I'll be very interested to hear how my name came up. I think it came up. Well, you know, I used to work at the Biden Cancer Initiative. That was a couple of years back when it was, you know, kind of rolling. I was on the advisory board for that. So it certainly could have come up in that way. But, you know, I mentioned that there was another time I got a call as well.
What? You wondering how your name came up?
Yeah,
that's like almost like Tiffany. This is almost like Beyonce saying, I wonder how I got picked to do the Super Bowl. I wonder where that came from. I mean, come on. Like, how did your name come up? Stop. I'm going to need you to own your fabulousness.
Wow. Well, you know, well, let me tell you, I think the reason why it's shocking for me is that what I'm known for is health disparities, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that cancer disparities is being elevated to this, right? That to me is something unique, right? So remember, you know, one of my mentors, Mac Roach, was on the NCAB. He was appointed by Obama a couple of years back, right? And so he had been on it as a radiation oncologist. Again, that's the other thing. I'm a radiation oncologist, right? Like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. So radiation oncologist and somebody does cancer disparities. Now, Mac Roach isn't known for doing cancer disparities work, although he has in the past. But his focus, he was a prostate cancer dude. You know, mm-hmm. that's what he's known for, right? And so for me, I don't know. And maybe I'll have to look at the history. I don't know the history, but what I'm stoked about is that someone who's invested, whose entire career has been on trying to improve equity, you know, in healthcare delivery and cancer care, that this position has now put that in the spotlight. And so that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what to me is fascinating. And I'm excited by that because, you know, for the first time in a long time, not the first time in a long time, I just feel like we have a president who says, I'm interested in doing this. And they move forward with doing that, right? If you say you're interested in having a very diverse cabinet and then you do that, wow, that's awesome, right? If you say you're interested in, you know, health and well-being and you work on that, that's great, you know? And so we've heard conversations about health equity, but there's now some action. So I'm excited by that.
Amen that and say, you know, other than the fact that, you know, seeing a friend of mine, your name on that list and being happy for you with also just that, you know, exactly what you said, that the issues of health equity have such a seat at the table now, you know, and that you have that seat to bring your voice to the game. And I know what that's about to mean. So I was super excited. I was like, oh my God. This is
yes.
Awesome. It's so good.
Because you know I'm going to bring the voice. I'm going to bring it. You know, like my
they
thing is
better
I'm bringing
get
myself
ready.
To that table. Uh-huh.
Get ready. Dr. Wingfield is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
In the his house.
Is in yes. the room. And,
but it's just that, right? That is that spotlight and that opportunity to have, you know, that voice, your voice at that table.
And for me, what I do pledge, and I do this with everything, my thing is, it's not just my voice. I try to bring the patient voice. I try to think about like what advocacy truly is. And that's kind of what we're doing with 3BD, right? So from my perspective, you know, 3 Black Docs is about elevating voices, not just the voice around health equity, but it's around education. It's about lifestyle, but it's about the patient voice. It's about the people who are doing this work, boots on the ground. And that's what excites me. Is that it's not somebody who's high level, right? You can look at my CV. Do I have 200 publications? No. Do I want to have 200 publications? No. I understand the value of pubs and I'm doing better. Like Z was like, Wingfield, she's like, Deb, you've been proliferative over the last year.
I was like, okay, oh. I see you. 2020, 2021, January, February, March.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't what I was going for, but I also understand the importance of making sure people understand what you're doing. And I think that was something when I was at Harvard that I was just like, I just need to do the work. I just need to be boots on the ground. I just need to be in the community. And I did amazing and great programming, but nobody knew about it. And there was no way to kind of share that outside of me giving a talk or me sharing things, you know, with other people in a way that could be recognized the way that academia recognizes things. Okay. Right. So, and the reason why it's important to have academia recognized is because academia is where a lot of the groundbreaking, you know, changes happen. And that's where the implementation scientists are and can say, wow, we've compared these two things and this works better than what our standard of care is. So what I realized is that I was not contributing to the body of knowledge that would allow for some comparative work to be done to say, this method of doing community engagement works better than you know, the other methods or the no methods that people had been not doing for the long time, that. But also, if I want to impact policy, guess what I've got to do? I've got to freaking publish, you know, right. Like, you know, even like from a legislative standpoint, they want to know what the peer-reviewed literature is. So I think that's kind of hit me more recently. But I also know that the peer review process is flawed.
Right.
Grossly flawed, because if people don't understand it, then they just go and dismiss it. I'm like, oh, but just because you don't know how to do that doesn't mean it's wrong, you know? So there are more and more people who are now doing community engaged research who can really be leveraged to help with the peer review process, understand it. It used to be called soft science. When I was at Harvard, I was always like, oh, that's soft science. That's what you're doing is not real science. I'm like, excuse me? Like, I'm a biochemist. I understand the scientific method, you know, like, I understand how to do science. Just because you don't recognize the importance of the community voice, you know, doesn't mean that I don't.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that it's not valid. So I think this is, for me, a wonderful, like, leap forward. For me personally, yes, but I think more importantly, for the field of cancer equity and for those of us who do this type of work. I mean, this is now saying, it's important to make sure we have people who are doing cancer disparities research, doing disparities research in general, and it elevates it, you know? Are y'all frozen?
So what's happening right now is that Tiffany and I, you said all this, and you said that was an eloquent, everything you said was eloquent, but Tiffany and I know someone who got a call from Joe Biden to be on this committee.
So,
I understand everything that you said, and I appreciate it.
That was great.
Wow.
No, we're proud of you. We really are. We're really proud.
I appreciate that. And I did not get a call from Joe Biden. Let me make that clear. So
that's what she's trying to say. But we know. I already know how the caller ID came up.
He was like, Joe, not right now. I'll call you back.
I was like, Uncle Joe.
I'll call you back.
So silly. Y'all are silly.
I'm over right. here. Lounging wow. the
right. I'll hit you back. I'm kind of busy right now. You didn't see my auto reply?
You know what I'm saying? I did have my out of office. I'm just saying. Will not be right. checking mail.
I don't care who you are. You're not about to get through. So there you have it.
There you have it.
No, this so is funny. Cool. No, yeah. This is really cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I'm excited.
So we have made the official announcement.
Yes.
Right. And understand this is going to continue for the next 6 years during your entire Senate term.
Probably. Right.
Three meetings in the House for real.
Right.
So we got to start. So now she's a senator. And
I don't want that.
Also, Joe Biden called her. And also, right. she couldn't take the call because.
Right. And 4 years in, we're going to start working on your renomination appointment.
Also raggedy.
Right.
Like what you hear? Make sure you rate and subscribe. Three Black Docs is available wherever you get your podcasts. Three Black Docs is not intended as medical advice. All opinions are our own. Three Black Docs is produced by Winx Productions.